I need to tell you something. It's about life. Nothing changes until you do. You can talk about it, dream about it, even pray about it. But at the end of the day, you've got to move, because life doesn't reward talkers. It rewards doers. Welcome to I Need to Tell You Something About Life. Real talk, real lessons, and the truth nobody else is saying out loud.
Media mogul and the legend agent to the biggest names in international cricket. This is Baja TV Podcast with Baja Powell. This episode is brought to you by 124 Nut Out Sports Agency. Welcome to the next level.
Hey guys, it's your girl Basha. Welcome to the Basha TV Podcast. This week, we are coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia. And if you haven't yet subscribed to our channel, what are you waiting for? So, do so now and go ahead and hit that bell so you'll be notified every time we release a new podcast. And don't forget to share with at least two of your friends via Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and everywhere you get your podcasts. Okay, I need to tell you something. It's about life. It is 100% what you put into it. Nothing shifts until you move. Nobody cares about what you say. They care about what you do. Talkers do not build legacy. Doers build legacy. In fact, doers don't admire talkers. Nothing is wrong with talking, but everything is wrong with talking about things you will never do. Growing up in the Caribbean, I was raised to believe that the smartest person in the room spoke the most or spoke the loudest. But as I became more successful in business and in life, I learned that the brightest minds are often the quietest ones. You know, the silent man or woman who is cautious to share what's on their mind? Yeah, the person who understands the value of strategy and not opinions. And that it is the most important thing to listen, learn, observe before responding. That person. Those are the traits of the wise man. In my 20s, I chose to react. In my 30s, I chose to act. In my 40s, I chose to reflect. And in my 50s, I choose peace. And that peace cost me my people. To quote my favorite AI artist, Zanaya Monáe. But here's the truth. I learned about life and effort. Some people say, my life sucks. No, maybe you suck at life. Life won't take chances for you. You have to take chances at life. Some people want all their dreams to come and meet them at their doorsteps. I wish that, you know, it was so easy. Everybody can't win the lotto. You are more likely to be struck by lightning than to hit the jackpot. Out of 100 million players, 1 to 3 people win the lotto. You really want to sit and wait on the lotto to change your life? Come on, man. Here's another way to look at it. Try to pick the exact same grain of sand from a truckload twice. Yeah, try that. Those are your odds of winning the lotto. My point is, your output sucks. If your output sucks, then your input probably sucks too. If someone is giving 100% to their day, don't expect to reap the same reward as he or she. If you are doing less than they are. Effort equals results. Yeah. I tell friends of mine all the time that life is a numbers game. It depends on how much you are putting in. Don't expect to receive more than you give. Sadly, life is very transactional for most people. Most people are only thinking about what's in it for them in a friendship or a relationship. And for them, it's a numbers game. You can go to school with 5,000 or more students and end up with only one or two real friends. That right there should tell you that real friends are few and far between. People are more than likely not going to like you in every room you walk into. So stop looking for likes. Look for purpose. Likes are not real. I have learned that in this life, far more people fail at their dreams than those who succeed. You know why that happens? This is due to the fact that most people give up too soon after a few failed attempts. 90% of startups fail and most shut down within the first 3 years. And according to data from the University of Stranton, only 8% of people stick to their New Year's goal for a full year. Most people are not prepared to be uncomfortable to achieve their dreams. I once read a quote that says, "Comfort is the enemy of your dreams." So most people do not achieve their dreams because they are afraid of discomfort. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Welcome back. You know, another thing I learned about life is that it's not a 100-meter dash. It's a relay. And each leg of the race must be run differently. There are those who will start the race with you, but may not be there at the finish line. Some people are starters and others are finishers. Each decade of the relay call life must be done differently. The 20s are for taking chances. The 30s are for building. In your 40s, sometimes you have to rebuild. However, there is nothing like rebuilding from a place of experience. The 50s is about a shift. Your default is peace. And you avoid burnout. You know yourself more and you can spot bullshit from a mile away. And so what I have learned is that life is simply a relay and not everyone knows how to run the relay of life. Some people are sprinters and sprinters burn out early. Others are long distance runners and the long distance runners know how to finish a race strong. On that note, let's take a quick look at our podcast for Gen Zs called Z Views Podcasts. And don't forget to check them out on the Basha TV channel on YouTube.
Did you see the them, like the graduations that they have, like,
oh yeah, because oh my goodness.
Yeah, because you know,
oh my goodness, that's, you're gonna be in surgery. That's terrifying.
You're gonna be in surgery in the future.
Yeah. And you search up a how-to video. Yes,
just before you go to sleep, you see the surgeon with ChatGPT open real quick. It's wraps.
And then the what's the amnesia stuff they put on you? The
Anesthesia,
yeah, and then you're just not cold and that's the last memory you got before you go under.
But you do know the difference between anesthesia and amnesia, right?
Yes, I do. I just don't remember how to pronounce it.
What is it, RJ?
Amnesia is just memory loss, and the other one is just getting put under from all.
You have amnesia? Seems like you do.
You have to love our Gen Z. So if you haven't seen their podcast, go check it out. It is amazing. On all platforms, Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, everywhere you get your podcasts. Okay, guys, we're back. And If you enjoyed what you've seen so far, please give us a like, a click, a subscribe, press that bell so you'll be notified every time we drop a podcast, and follow us on all platforms so you can always be in the know for any new inspiring content. Here's 7 key lessons I have learned about life. Lesson number 1, life is not hard. Your choices determine your outcome. It's just hard for some people to develop the discipline to do the hard things consistently. Most people want the soft life, but they are unwilling to do the hard things to acquire the soft life. You know, it's easy to scroll on social media all day, but it's hard for many people to get up early, meditate, pray, exercise before they begin their day. However, we'll eventually reap the reward if we do the hard things consistently. Yeah, it's easy to sleep late, eat poorly, don't exercise. But when you make the time to do the hard things, like get up early, meditate, pray, exercise, eat a balanced diet, get some good sleep, etc., life will give you the rewards you deserve. Life is all about short-term pain for long-term gain. Personally, I prefer to take my pain up front. You know, you either feel the burn at the start or at the end. You know, we have a saying in the Caribbean, you could run, but you can't hide. And in other words, what you try to avoid doing to achieve your goal, you'll eventually have to do it. Jamaicans say it differently. They say, if you want good, your nose have to run. In other words, in standard English, you cannot achieve your dreams without a period of discomfort and sacrifice. Whatever you spend time on, you will perfect. Whoever you spend time with, you will become like them. You are a sum total of the people you surround yourself with. You want to be successful? Surround yourself with successful people. Successful people rise early. They are not afraid of doing the hard things. Lesson number 2, pursue your purpose. Passion is not purpose. Your purpose and your passion are 2 completely different things. We are all born to fulfill a particular calling or purpose. However, there are people who are passionate about doing things that are not really good, or they're not really good at, I should say, or that they were even born to do. I know people who are passionate about playing golf, and they're not very good at it. I'm one of them. Focusing on your purpose leads to fulfillment, happiness, and ultimately success. Passion can sometimes lead to frustration. Yeah. Lesson number 3. Be happy for others. Whatever has your name on it will be yours. Be happy for others. Whatever is yours in this life, you will get it. Even if it's a good cut-ass. Yeah, you'll get it. Jamaican people have a saying. What is for you can't be on for you. Yeah, it means the same thing. We will all get what we deserve in this life. If you have a clean heart and you have worked hard and you have not begrudged anyone what they have worked hard for, then your time soon come. Don't spend time on social media getting upset over other people's 1.5 minute reel. If you were to see that entire video showing you years of hard work, sacrifice, etc., what they endured to be where they are, it would probably make you cry. While you were saying no to your dreams, they were on the grind saying yes to theirs. So don't begrudge anyone anything. And on that note, we take a quick break and we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by 124 Nut Out Sports Agency. Welcome to the next level.
Welcome back, guys. Lesson number four. Let's get back into our lessons. This one is very special to me because I had to learn this the hard way. You cannot pour from an empty cup. Eventually, you will have nothing to pour. Sometimes we drain ourselves for relationships that we end up losing anyway. Boundaries are crucial in all forms of relationships. Be careful who you let in. Some people are only there for what they can collect. Energy drainers can puck up your life. And you know the word I'm trying to use. You know, many of us go hard for people who will never do the same for us. Don't wait until you are burnt out to say no or stop. Protect your peace. People who truly love you will understand. And the ones who didn't understand were not in a relationship for the right reason. You cannot force people to see your value, but it is important to remove yourself from situations and relationships that consistently drain your energy or where your value is not appreciated. Surround yourself with people who bring out the best in you. Be kind to others, but remember that it's also important to be kind to yourself. Lesson number five. Oh, I love this one. Worrying has never solved any of my problems, and it won't solve yours. I have this saying that I tell my friends and family, 24 hours can make a difference. A lot of people don't even remember what they were worrying about last year, this time, on this day. Sometimes, you know, I want to say this. Some things are for God to solve. Submit to Him. Jesus will fix it. How about that? When you try to do God's work, He will keep you busy. Anything I cannot handle on my own, I simply let go and let God. Every problem is not meant for us to solve. Some problems can only be solved by God. Try it. And I promise you, 24 hours will make a difference. Lesson number six, forgive and move on. Forgiveness is not for the persons that hurt you. It is for you, not them. Your pain is not affecting them. It is affecting you. Too many people have too much shit weighing them down. They're walking around with a bag of trauma and causing a lot of pain out here in these streets. Most people will not apologize for the pain they cause you. Forgive them anyway. The only way you can rise to another level is by getting rid of unnecessary baggage. If you truly want to experience peace and joy, forgive, move on, and move up. And most importantly, you must also learn to forgive yourself. Yeah. A lot of us don't give ourselves the same grace that we give others. So start off by forgiving yourself for allowing them to do what they did to you. You did the best you could with what you knew at the time. So let go, forgive, move on, and move up. You ready for lesson number seven? This one is key. Sometimes people need to embrace the pivot. Every successful person you meet will tell you that to succeed at life, you sometimes have to pivot. This is one of the lessons I learned pretty early as a businesswoman. Many people mix up pivoting for failure. That is inaccurate. Let me tell you something. When Apple launches a new product, that's a pivot because the old product is now outdated or the competitor has launched a better one. Therefore, you are not a failure because you are required to pivot. This means you are smart, adapting, evolving, strategizing, positioning yourself for what's next. Once you are running this relay call life, it requires that you lead with strategy, not emotions. And any leading strategist will tell you, learn to embrace the pivot so you do not see it as failure. You see it as strategy. Yeah. Lesson number 8. The more grateful you are, the more you will receive from the universe. So many of us do not truly understand gratitude. Many people believe that saying thanks is equivalent to being grateful. No, it is not. Many people are waiting for their dreams to come true to feel contentment. Well, newsflash. When you experience contentment at the start of the journey and not at the end, that is when the magic happens. And I should say, not waiting to receive it at the end or to experience it at the end. Stop waiting for something to be grateful for. Just be grateful. Be grateful that you can walk, that you can talk, that you can, that your hearing is intact, that you have a roof over your head and a warm bed to sleep in. Hundreds of thousands of people in Jamaica lost their homes due to Hurricane Melissa. Homes they worked hard for and hard to build. I have learned that when we choose to complain rather than choose to be grateful, the universe will return discontentment to us. Whatever you are going through, somebody has it worse than you. If you choose to constantly complain, you will always have something to complain about. But if you choose to be grateful, life will continually give you things to be grateful for. It's your girl, Basha. Thank you for tuning in. And stay tuned for more Just Basha episodes every Monday on the Basha TV podcast. And if you enjoyed this episode, then you are going to enjoy the episode that I'm doing after this one entitled Daddy Issues, The Truth I Never Shared. Always remember that your location determines your value. So be careful where you place yourself and who you place yourself with. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow. And share this episode with at least 2 of your friends on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. I'll see you guys next week. I'm outside. Cheers.